Hey guys, and welcome to Candace Bedhead. So there's a new series that's like Love is Blind, which I love so much. So I think I'm gonna do a review of it because why not, right? So let's first do a review of the 1 minute trailer. By the way, the show is called Too Hot to Handle. Okay, so it's a new show and I'm excited.
This retreat is full of the sexiest people in the world. I would rate myself a 10 out of 10.
Bring that here. Reel it in.
So they're very vain, attractive people.
This is literally heaven on earth.
All put on one island with one naughty twist.
No way.
Ooh. They can't have sex or kiss. But they're the hottest people.
As if some robot is telling me I can't do anything.
Okay, so according to Netflix, the sexiest people, they all have accents. Key one to being sexy, have an accent. Oh, maybe I should try my horrible British accent. Oh, we got some kissing action. Girl on girl kissing. Ooh. Oh, this is wild. This is wild. It's like The Bachelor mixed with when Mary at first tried to do that honeymooner thing. Ooh, everyone has accents. Oh, they're all dancing. They're not my kind of hot. The men are. Interesting. So, yeah, now I am excited. That man is fine and he has an accent. I'm watching. I love me a good accent. Oh my gosh, if you guys would have seen me in high school. I love me a good British accent. I'm just a sucker, okay? Oh my God. One Direction. The ironic part is I like the only guy that wasn't British, Niall Horan, okay? That was my baby. Anyway, if you're listening, Niall, I'm over you. But oh my God, did I love you then? Senior year. I think I might want to review it, at least the first episode. So I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to let you know my thoughts. Okay, so the intro starts, and oh my gosh, it's like in a world of serial swipers. So the whole premise of the show is they put all these hot people together, but you can't touch. Okay, you can't touch me, but I'm hot. And if you don't touch me, we win. Drum roll, please. $100,000. So if you don't touch them and you're not tempted, you win $100,000. But if you do, you snooze, you lose. Again, the first thing I noticed is that everyone that's hot on this show has accents. Second thing I noticed is some people are bi. And the third thing I noticed is this is, okay, you're vain. The people on here are vain. The whole show is vain, okay? And, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, we know what's going to happen. People are going to lose, but let's continue. First contestant to walk into the villa is Chloe from XX. They're going to hate me. Anyway, she's from the UK. skinny, white, tattoos, that's attractive. And I'm going to name each person as they come. Okay, girl, people haven't even arrived, and the first thing you run towards is the liquor. And you just, woohoo, pop it open, girl. I said, shoot, I'm going to get my bubble on before anyone else come. Chloe is 20, and she admits that she's quite ditzy as well. Girl, she admits that she's not the brightest spark in the book. She already talking about, girl, I'm not here for brains. I'm here for beauty. That's all I can serve you. The next man that walks on the beach is the man that I'm here for. His name is Sharon, and he's from New Jersey, USA. I'm here for him because he's the reason I probably clicked on here. When I saw him prowling on the beach, I was like, ow, I need to watch this. I need to find his Instagram. I know he got one. He's vain. Oh my gosh, they're so vain. So she meets him and she's like, oh, you're so gorgeous. And he's like, oh, you got the champagne. And who are we toasting to? The beautiful people. He starts off his little introduction as, I'm a feminist, yes. He studied women and gender at college. I ain't gonna be lying to you, because one time I was at church. This can be a flashback. Ooh, and I was feeling him for a good 2 weeks. Anyway, I was at church and they were just congratulating all the graduates, you know, because, you know, there are cheerleaders. And one of them said, oh, he graduated with a study and major in women and whatever. And I was like, ooh, from the seat, from the pew. I was like, oh, grr, all right. And you know what? That's nice. A man that's a feminist, I'm here for it. Anyway, But, you know, I ain't even, like, pursue him or whatever. He was all nice. You know, they always nice in church. First impression, always nice. Anyway, he moved on or whatever because he had got a job and it was in another state. So I ain't even seeing him no more. But hey, it was cute. It was like, ooh, a man that's into women. All right. Anyway, done with that flashback. Let's get back to the show. Y'all don't need to know all my life. He equates to having women on the bench as having every sport team has people on the bench. So, you know, I got a lot of women on the bench. I'm telling you, he's getting me with these slow motion montages, and like his body is like a Hershey chocolate. And you know, if you know me personally, you know I love me some Hershey's. Ooh, that's my weakness. But after I get swayed by your charm, I will come back. God will say, no, my child, come back and see what his personality is like. So that's what I'm here for. What's your personality? I know you're fine, but what else can you deliver? He said, I can meet women anywhere. I can meet women in church. In fact, I just signed up for Christian Mingle. So any Christians out there, holla. You know what? I need to sip my coffee. That's right. It's like 8:30 in the morning, and I'm drinking coffee, not tea. Man's on Christian Mingle. Christians! We have somebody on the Christian Mingle. Go check him out. Okay? I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. Girl, this man, they ain't no saint, okay? He said what he's most proud of is his, oh, I ain't gonna say it, because this could be, should be, a family-friendly show. But you know that thing they got down there? He said he proud of it, y'all, because it's like, it's the size of an air freshener. So go get your Febreze, y'all. And if you're looking at your Febreze, you're looking at him. If you're looking at Febreze, you're looking at him. That is the most wackest comparison. But, I mean, it's something plain. You'll never forget it. Just saying. And apparently it must smell good, because, I mean, if that's what he chose. Anyway, let's continue. So here comes Haley from Florida. First thing I'm getting is Iggy Azalea. You don't know the half. This shit is real. Anyway. That's the first impression. I guess she looked mean, okay? Don't judge me. I heard Work yesterday, and let me tell you, Work was a good song. Anyway.
Something tells me that Sharon doesn't get this excited on Christian Mingle.
Oh my god, she's gorgeous. She comes down here, babe. Get a drink.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Haley.
Chloe.
Sharon.
Sharon,
got him.
What's your
name? I love the
side too. Okay, so here she comes. Look, y'all, I'm sorry. The first two girls didn't got no butt. They ain't got no boob. Where is some figurine, like, thickness? Because the way they're talking about hotness, it's just like, if hotness, I ain't hot, according to this show. Because this is everything that you already see. I want to see something else, something new. Anyway, let's continue. So Haley starts off her introduction with some sorority champ chant that she learned in college. Because, you know, shout out my sorority girls. Oh my god. I love you guys. You're all the best. Anyway, I don't know what she said because it was so low. It was like, hoorah, hoorah. Who are we? That's how low she said it. I need more confidence, Haley. Okay, so Haley's bi. She said, you know, I go to my sorority parties. It's so nice. But, you know, it can get a little out of hand. But if a girl looks as hot as I do, you know, I'm into that too. So she's letting us know that she go both ways. She don't discriminate against gender. Okay, let's continue. She says she likes big boobs, skinny, blonde. All that in a girl. Basically, she wants to date her clone because that's what she looks like. So if they look like twins, she wants to date you. So in come David and Harry. I mean, they're cute. They're like regular hot. You know what I mean? David is from London, UK. Now I can say London. And Harry is from Queensland, Australia. This is exciting. I don't know why they came in together, but anyway, let's see what they've got to offer. So Harry loves accents. If you come to him with an accent, the one from Australia, he melts like butter. That's his kryptonite, y'all. He's the guy that thinks he's so hot he could DM celebrities like Khloe Kardashian, just like everybody, because he's that hot, he has a chance. But admits that his success rate with celebrities is absolutely zero. Oh, David's smooth. He's like, do you guys have any suntan lotion? Oh, you don't, do ya? Well, guess what? I have some with me. Let's rub it on. Oh, they're getting touchy already. See, for 12 hours, they don't know that it's a no-touch zone. So they're free to do whatever they want right now. He's just getting down to it, okay? Wait till the other girls come. I done forgot his name already because he looks kind of hot. Anyway, the person that's not David, honestly, let me go back and see who he is. Hold on. Oh my god, it actually is David. Okay, so David said he's just the quintessential British gentleman, and he's just trying to be someone that his mother could be proud of, you know, because that's all that really matters in life. He said hashtag loves a sex party. He said he's not going to share how many women he's been with because a gentleman doesn't say. Okay, so Francesca comes walking in from British Columbia, Canada. First of all, let me say, girl, I love your swimsuit. I wish I could have that. Oh my God, that looks beautiful. It has like the little peekaboo underboob going. It's gorgeous. Okay, the other girls, you better watch out. Francesca comes to be sexy. I'm loving that swimsuit. Okay, let's see her intro. Harry is the first one to go in for the swooping hug of Francesca. He sees that underboob and said, "Oh, you naughty little possum. Come here, let me hug you." Then Sharon goes in for the hug and says, "Oh, nice to meet you too. You're gorgeous." So the other girls are like a thought of the past. You were cute until Francesca walked in. That's the type of power she has. Anyway, let's see her intro. She says she has 310,000 followers right now, and it goes up every single day. You know what? She looks like Kim before Kim got, you know, if Kim had no booty. That's the look that Francesca's giving me. Anyway, she says if a guy wants her, all she has to do is do a little hair flip, make eye contact, game over. Interesting. So here comes Matthew from Colorado. And he's just looking so chill. They had to play Hawaiian music as his entrance. He looks like a homeless hottie in the beginning because everything's covered up. But I'm pretty sure he's going to look pretty hot once he takes that little... I don't even know what that thing is called. Anyway, once he takes it off his head, gorgeous. Okay, we'll see. Okay, so he looks like what everybody imagines Jesus looks like under that beanie. You know, the nice flowing locks and gorgeous, you know. Except if Jesus had tattoos and was very tall, then that's this guy. That's this guy. Yeah. Okay, so funny because as soon as I said that he looks like Jesus that people imagine, the girl legit said, kind of looks like Jesus though. that's funny. Okay, so the guy that looks like Jesus on here is named Matthew. I got Colorado correct. And he starts off his intro saying, "I'm just a deep thinker, you know. I like to think a lot." Oh. Let's see what he likes to think about. Apparently, he likes to think about nothing because all I heard was crickets, crickets, crickets. Monogamy is something he questions. He really wants to roll the dice on his genetics and spread it about all amongst different races just to see what happens. That's literally what he said, you guys. I'm telling you, brains is not a requirement for this show. It's not. He has a lot of ear piercings, like he has as much ear piercings as my mother, which is about 5 on each hole. Oh, I said that wrong. 5 on each lobe. Okay. Finally, we get a black woman. And what is her name? What is her name? It is so stereotypical. The black woman is from Georgia and her name is Rhonda. Rhonda! Oh my god. If my friend was listening, she'd probably cackle because that's exactly the name she gave her car. Rhonda. And this other girl is coming with her, and I was so shooketh by Rhonda that I didn't even take time to see who's coming with her. Okay, let's see, shall we? Along with her comes Nicole from Cork Island. I don't know where that is. If somebody knows, DM me. I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up after the show. They both look hot. I'm loving these swimsuits. Like, where are you guys buying them? I'm going to need you to, like, link them online. You know, what are they wearing? Like Wendy does? Because I want to wear it, okay? That's cute. Cole, I'm loving the ombre hair. You look gorgeous. Oh my god, I should do ombre. Like, after this quarantine, I should do everything I've ever wanted to do that my mom said I couldn't do. Like, dye my hair. Because, you know, I'm grown now. Anyway, just a thought. So Sharon goes straight for Rhonda. He's like, finally, I'm not the only black person on this island. I was getting worried. Anyway, he goes straight for Rhonda and hugs her. He's like, hi, what's your name? Okay. Probably felt them cakes. He was like, yes. Forget you other girls. She got cakes. Hey. Rhonda said she will rate herself a 10 out of 10. And she got a nice butt. That's exactly how she said it. Got a nice butt. She said a woman should always walk with confidence, stand tall, and always strive to be better. Okay, Miss Sexy. Okay, you got brains. Finally. Why am I surprised? Black women always have brains. Okay, I don't know why I'm surprised. Okay, we always exceed the bar. Exceed it. Rhonda said when she goes to the grocery store, she's going to make sure she looks her best because she never knows what she's going to bump into. And you know what, Rhonda? This is the truth because now the grocery store is the place to go during this quarantine. As you can't go nowhere else, so you better look hot. You better. I tell you, I've gone to the grocery store and I was like, I can't believe I look that bad. So, yes, girl, you're right, Rhonda. You didn't even know you spoke that into existence because now everybody has to look good. That's the only place you can go. Oh, Rhonda, she black. She said, an ideal guy that I want to date, first of all, he got to have a job. Oh, every sister in the hood, first of all, he got to have a job. Come on, Rhonda. Ain't no other girl said that yet, okay? I'm liking Rhonda. You know what? I might be Team Rhonda for this show. Team Rhonda. She said tattoos are a plus, and she likes to be spoiled. So if you ain't got no job, you already at loss, because she about that paper, okay? About that paper. You gotta spend. Like, don't look to me to pay for the check. Rhonda said, oop, bye. Up out my face. I like Rhonda. Now we're getting to Nicole, who said she's a professional drinker. And I'm getting a little Irish vibe because that's what they have playing in the background. So maybe that's where she's from, like Ireland. I don't know. Let's see her intro. I was right. Oh, my God. She said, I'm a big party girl. It's probably the Irish in me. Dang, I'm good. Oh, look at me, y'all. I'm a good detective. Surprisingly, she was in an all-girls school ran by nuns, and they were very religious. Interesting. Going to a nun school and they're very religious. What? Where do you do that at? But she's a naughty schoolgirl because she said everybody's supposed to know your business. But I used to get with people and they never knew. So, you know. Oh, she's a naughty schoolgirl. She like me. She liked to go on dates. And then once they started saying that, oh, you're the one. I'm falling for you. I feel like you're the one. She's like, no, boy. Sniff. You're out. Don't start that with me. She want a guy that don't want her. She like a little fun. Okay? She don't want no guy to be like, I want to marry you unless I have kids. She's like, ooh. Ooh, no. Oh, no. I'm having fun. Oh, Lord. They got another Hershey up in here. He is walking in. Woo! Honey, I'm enjoying this. Oh, my God. You don't even want to know the thoughts I'm thinking right now. Okay, let's find out his name. It is Kells. And he's from London, UK. And baby! Sharon or Sharon, whatever your name is. Boy, you in trouble because he is fine, dark, Hershey, and British. Ooh. Goodbye, you've been debunked. I'm sorry, you've been debunked. Okay, I can't wait to see his intro. Yes, I'm interested. Rhonda! I love Rhonda. I hope she don't get kicked out. Soon as she saw Kel, she was like, ow! She was so happy. Oh, my God. Look at his tight tush. Oh, I'm sorry. Something about me, I love a good tush. Yes, I do. He looks amazing. Okay, let's continue. Oh my God, I'm getting excited now. This is good. Good job, Netflix. Rhonda is very interested. She's like, he's a big guy. He's very huge. He can toss me like a salad. Hey. I'm here for this. Okay, I want you to hook up. I'm sorry. Dang, man. Shanna, I'm sorry. Whatever your name is. Boy from New Jersey. Oh, you just got debunked. And he got hair. Oof, you gone. Ugh, sorry, buddy. Sorry. He is so tall. Oh my God, Shanna, now you're looking short to him. That's all I can say. Okay, let's watch this intro. I'm getting too excited. Let's watch it. Oh, he knows it. He said, I'm Kels and I'm king of the jungle. Kels, you're going to be my favorite. He's already claimed his territory. I'm king of the jungle. I'm liking this. He's got a lion tattooed on him because that's how he sees himself. He said, there's no competition because there's only one alpha male. And that's me. Honey, I'm liking his confidence. And he gave me that alpha male feeling when he walked in. And that's literally his mantra. Oh, that lion looks dope. Woo, who did it? I love it. Then he says the dumbest thing. Lion King was always my favorite movie. Oh my God, he looks so high in this pausation. Oh my God, okay, back to it. Ooh, this is so entertaining for me. Said he doesn't do relationship because why? Getting girls has never been a problem for him. Oh, look at a little taco meat on his chest. He got a little taco meat hair. Oh, that's cute. And he got an innie. He got an outie belly button. Ooh, it just makes me want to poke it. I think that's such a rare trait. Okay, continue. And let's stop. Let me stop. Okay, I'm gonna hit play now. He has no clue how many girls he slept with. He knows for sure that it's less than 1,000. Oh my gosh, that is so nasty. Ew. So now the girls are chattering about who's the hottest guy there. And like, oh my God. And Rhonda, I love Rhonda. She's representing for us American girls. I love it. Okay, so Rhonda's still looking for Sharon. And she also loves David. Interesting. Okay, so the alpha male did not get him out of the count. All right. Ooh, I was worried for you, Sharon. I was worried for you. So Chloe loves Harry, or likes Harry. She's really into him. I think they're trying to be safe and like people that other girls don't like. You know, they want to be friends. So let's see if their intentions are real. I noticed that Francesca and Nicole are like, I'm not talking to you girls, I'm talking to these men. And the other girls are too busy pitter-pattering with each other, they're not talking to these men, okay? Now they're like, what do you think of Francesca? I think she's nice. Okay, Francesca, come over here, girl, let's talk. Let's get to know you. Ooh, this is getting good. And Francesca said, I'm not discriminating, I love all of them. All of them are hot and I want them. Oh, girl. Okay, you a little greedy, Francesca. You gotta share. You have to share. Girl, they done already nicknamed him Jesus. I'm done. I'm so dead. Anyway, Francesca said she wanna lick everybody's body. She hasn't seen Jesus's body, so, you know, she don't know if she wants to lick it, y'all. Because he's the only one wearing a freaking t-shirt. Like, who are you, man? Anyway, she just want to lick everybody body. She down. So it looks like Rhonda is the first pick of the lot for the men. He said that she has a pretty bod. I don't know who they are at this point. I'm sorry. But they like her, okay? Don't judge me. Okay, David said he likes Rhonda. And that's good for you, David, because Rhonda's checking you too, I think. Bill says he likes Francesca and Haley, and he wants to mix them together, and then they will be bomb. Kels, you're fine, but your brain is disappointing. Kels said, I'm not chasing those women because being the alpha male, if you chase them, they'll run. You know, I have my own gravitational pull to pull them into me. I wonder how many American men feel this way. That's a question. All right, let's continue. I'm having fun. If nobody even listens to this podcast, this is exciting for me. I'm enjoying this. This makes the show like 20 times better with my thoughts. Oh, I'm loving it. Sharon said his goal is to reel them in. Reel them in, bro. And let's look at his tattoos. Okay, he's got... Oh, I like his tattoo. He's got, like, the world. And then he has a hand coming out, you know. Like, he's got the whole world in my hand. Then he's got some scripture I can't read with doves. Then he's got no worries for the rest of your days on his arm. Oh, I'm enjoying his tattoos. Oh, my God. The world one is beautiful. What's that one say? Hell, I can't read it. Okay, so I'm enjoying his tats. Okay, let's see what he thinks. He said we got every flavor here. Vanilla bean, caramel, it's a butter pecan. This is heaven on earth. And we've got Jesus. Ah! 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 That was so funny. That was funny. Sharon said, you know, this is not fair. I'm the shortest guy here. First, I had the black thing going for me. I was the only black guy. Now, we got this big black guy here. I've got nothing going for me now. Oh, my God. This is hysterical. He is funny. Now, they're running off to their beds to claim it, their territory. You know, because that's what they do in these shows. Make you run to your bed like a desperate person. Trying to get the best bed in the house because that's the main goal. Say it. Harry said he tested out the bed and they don't make much noise, which is good news because he's got a big plan for Francesca later on. Okay, he's gonna be very pissed off. But honestly, with that underboob swimsuit, she just made it harder for all the other girls. Now they're gonna go run out and buy one. I know I am. I'm just joking. I'm not gonna go buy one. But I might. I don't know. So then they see the little cone feature named Lana. And they said, what do you think this is? And Ron just like, I bet you it's just a big thing that shoots out pheromones and then we're gonna get all wild and touchy on each other. And then Lana says, quite the opposite, Rhonda. Quite the opposite. This is funny. Haley says she loves the international vibe, but, you know, she doesn't really understand Kel. She has no clue where he's from. Harry's from Australia. She doesn't even know where that is on the map. Oh, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. They need a lesson. They need to listen to the Continents song. That is how I remember Continents. That's all I'm saying. Read your books. These people are so vain. The men are working out and the women just keep looking at themselves in the mirror to see how perfect they are. Like, ugh. This is so... ew. And yet I'm watching. David is the first to make a move, and the woman he has in sight is Rhonda. You go, girl! Represent. David. He says, hello, can I join you? Sorry about my shorts, they're a bit tight. That took me out, and I had to, like, say it. Oh, my God. This is so funny. I'm telling you. This is so funny. I'm enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying it with me because, you know, I really enjoy talking to you. This is great. I love it. Now I see why people do it on YouTube. I love it. Okay, back to the show. So, you know, she likes tattoos. So she's looking at his wolf pack tattoo. And she's like, where would I go on that? Oh, what about a baby cheetah? You know, because I sneak up on you and I talk. Okay, Rhonda. Hey, get what you want, girl. Get what you want. Yes, I love it. Ah, so, David, he said, I'm going to work this lotion thing. He said, oh, you're laying out in the sun. You're a bit hot, huh? You need some lotion? Now, if David wasn't hot and somebody came up to you at the beach and said, oh, it's a little hot, hey? You need some lotion? You would say, get away from me. But because David is fine, you would say, yes, I do, yes. Oh, my God, I'm gagging. This is hysterical. Okay, so now we're going to get a little rub down. Hey, Rhonda. She looks gorgeous. And she just turns over and he just goes right for the buttocks. He says, oh, wow, very peachy. Ah! Come on, Rhonda. Show them what you got that the mother girls don't. Okay, come on, Rhonda. Ah! I love Rhonda, y'all. She's my girl. Come on, Rhonda. He just keeps saying, that's a great peach. I'm having a real kiki watching this. She's like, it comes naturally, huh? Come on, Rhonda, reel him in. Reel him in. Work with what they gave you. Work with what your mama and them collard greens gave you, girl. Yes, I hope you can cook. You are from Georgia, Rhonda. You better know how to burn. You better know how to burn. I need to find that out. Rhonda's really feeling him. She's like, he's the type of guy that can handle me. And she said he has pretty blue eyes like 3 times. In this sexy accent. You know. We love an accent. What can we say? David said he could have kissed her if he wanted to, but this is a marathon, not a sprint. So I don't need to jump the gun too early. Well, David, you're going to be a surprise. You're going to wish that you kissed her, okay? Because later on, you're going to be in a real surprise. Okay, so I'm admiring Matthew's butterfly tattoos. They're gorgeous. He got these monarch butterfly tattoos on his arm. Ugh. That would work on me because I love butterflies. I love butterflies to the point where I've got butterflies in my freaking car. Like the little seat covers have butterflies on them. That would work on me, okay? Ooh, I love that. Okay, that would work. Oh, they're so good looking. Shout out to the tattoo artists who are not getting credit for these wonderful tattoos on these men's bodies. They did a fantastic job, let me just say. This girl, I done forgot her name, but honey, she's a little firecracker. She just said some crazy ass shit. She just say some crazy ass stuff. And they're like, oh, she crazy. Wow. Oh my God, that's so funny. The men call her airheaded. Jesus/Matthew call her airheaded. That's hysterical. He said American girls tend to be airheaded on purpose, you know. It's like what they use to get us. They all love skinny girls. Oh, skinny, 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 skinny. Oh, go somewhere. Go somewhere. Dog Hills and Matthew/Jesus are talking about that. He doesn't really believe in marriage. Isn't that crazy? He looks like Jesus and don't believe in marriage. Ooh. But you know what? Jesus never married. Ooh. He had a plan, a destination. Ooh. And he didn't have time for a wife. I said it. I'm sorry. Okay. Back to the show. Back to the show. So after that great butt tucks massage, here comes Sharon trying to creep up on Rhonda. I can't wait to see what happens. Oh my God. Soon as Rhonda sees Sharon, oh geez, look who it is. Girl, he's feeling really down right now. He's the shortest man, no longer the black man on campus. Girl, don't Rhonda. Don't ruin it for him. He needs his confidence booster. Okay, he needs it. Oh my God, he's so lame. We gonna lay down and talk about, you miss me? And she gonna say, oh no. I love you, Rhonda. Rhonda, you are hysterical, girl. You're my favorite one. She said, oh no. good. He said, come over here and let's lay on the same one. And she's like, well, cover that thing up, okay? And I want that poking me now. So he put a pillow over his stuff so she could lay down in the same chair. I died. This is so funny. I'm telling you. Oh my God, this is so funny. Oh, they laid up, honey. They look like a new honeymoon couple. Yes, black on black crime. It's too hot in here. This should be a crime. This is beautiful. Beautiful black love. I mean, they're not in love yet, but you know, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. Oh, Shannon, you just gotta go for it. Hey, he said, I think you was a little lonely. You wanted me to come down here, didn't you? But you don't know what you want, do you? Oh, honey, I'm loving this American thing. Hey. Ooh, this is nice. I love the little cat and mouse they have going on. This is good. I'm enjoying it. Oh my God, I love this banter! Ah! Okay, I'm ready to send them all and get married just for the banter alone. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. Okay, I'm so excited. I feel like I'm looking at a college love. Okay, I'm folding in front of my eyes. I know y'all wasn't ready. Neither was I. They just gonna go full mouth. David, you should have striked for the RSI, because Sharon surely did. He's like, I'm gonna get this kiss. And good thing you did, because you know what? In a couple of minutes, you gonna find out you can't do that no more. Oh, yes, first kiss. Ooh, okay, I'm even more convinced of black love right now. He just went for it, okay? That's what the American men do. They don't wait. They don't wait, honey. David tried to be all a gentleman, you know, but gentleman, I'm not gonna kiss her. Shaddy said, oh, I'm a dog. Woo-hoo, I'm gonna get her. Oh my God, I'm enjoying this. Okay, let me get back to the kissation. You know what? It's gonna be hard for them. Now that they've actually kissed, honey, when that rule comes into play, they might be the first to go. Honey, he just said, look, I've got a late order. I'm the shortest guy here. I'm not black. The only black guy. I've got to lay it on Rhonda. Rhonda! Rhonda! Girl! Woo! Anyway, let me get back. Because my emotions right now. Let me get back. Honey, that kiss worked. She said, David, who? She liked that he was confident, just went for it. Okay, David, who? Honey, you should have kissed her. Now you sound like Chris Brown. I should have kissed you. Anyway, this is too good. Too good. So it's 3 hours until the sex ban, and now it's nighttime. So the girls gotta look good. They gotta put their stamp on it, y'all. So we're gonna see how good they can look. This is so fun. I'm enjoying this show. It's like everything that VH1 and Lifetime tried to do. Boop! Netflix took notes. They really did. I'm enjoying this. Harry said, I feel like you, Matthew/Jesus. Every girl that you sleep with, they fall in love with you. You know, I have the same problem, too, because I give them that boyfriend. So every time I'm with them, they want me to be their boyfriend now. But I'm like, nah, I don't want that. I'm done. Done. I'm trying to make this as censored as I can. Actually, we've gotten through the censored part. Girl, he said he gives from that boyfriend D. I didn't even know that was such a thing. I'm intrigued. I'm going to watch their conversation now. Girl, he used the Goldilocks analogy, said that his boyfriend size is just not too big, not too small, look pretty, just right. I'm done. He got that right size for you, ladies. Right size. Matthew, why you have to go take the wind out of his sails? He said, so you're telling me girls fall for you because, that's maintainable. Ah! Shots thrown. Jesus done thrown shots. Matthew, that wasn't nice. The way these men are howling for these women. Oh! It's like... it's like dogs at the dog pound. I'm telling you, this is really sad. And to me, well, I haven't seen them up close, but the far away look, they look basic. So let's see what they look like, the women, up close. Okay, so they got the little slow-mo dance montage going. Some of the girls are dancing on each other. The black men took their shirts off right away. They gotta use what they could work with, okay? And it's like, ugh. God. Ah! Chloe is like, everyone is like sexual, you know, and we're just having a good time. And I'm smacking her bum, smacking her bum, smacking her bum. Yeah. Okay, so Shannon is wild. He's like, let's play this blindfold game. And we're going to kiss, feel, touch, whatever. You're not going to know who did it. And we're going to try to guess who kissed, touched, felt, or whatever to ya. Oop! I want to see if there's going to be some bi action going on here. Okay, let's pay close attention. Okay, so Harry is first, and I don't even know who just kissed him. But whoever kissed him, his heart stopped. And Francesca looks over it. She's like, you biatch. So I'm guessing she's into Harry. Okay, we'll see. Harry immediately thought it was Francesca. Ah! And it wasn't. It wasn't. You wish. Chloe is pissed. She's the one that kissed him, and he didn't even think it was her. Girls and boys, this is like a kissing game blindfolded. It's something that I myself couldn't do since I do not like PDA. Like, I don't like it. Ew. Anyway, so now they're just kissing each other. So I don't even know who just kissed, but Melissa, is that her name? The hot girl with the under boob swimsuit. She went straight for Jesus, so that's what she's into. I'm excited to see this kiss. Mm. Ah! Shannon is such a party, college boy type, frat boy man. He takes Chloe, and I guess he did a shot off her boob or slurped it. Ah! Typical frat boy, I'm telling you, man. All the women are having a blast. The guys are amazing. Nicole is like, they are amazing. I'm just drooling over them. Oh my God, this is hysterical. And something I would never take part in. Never. Shannon is really feeling the need to bring it, honey. He gets blindfolded. He starts undoing his shirt, give it a little Magic Mike action. He's like, I really got to bring it, because I have a lot of competition here. We all love a good Magic Mike, don't we? Rhonda can't forget that good kiss, so she said, I'm going to step to you, baby. I'm going to make sure you remember that kiss. Do you remember me? Or do you think it's someone else? Okay, let's see what happened. Ah! He's really getting into it. I hope he remembers his Rhonda. Please. They say, like, your biology and, like, your mouth and the, like, neurons. I don't know. Don't quote me. I'm not a scientist. They say all that stuff should be triggered when you kiss the same person. I hope it's right, because if he says the wrong girl, oh, there goes Rhonda. Oh, David saw that kiss, and baby, he was crushed. He said, that really highlighted to me how Rhonda and Shannon have been getting along. That booty job was not enough. That booty rub was not enough, David. You should have kissed her. I knew it. You should have kissed her. Oh. Francesca gets up there, blindfolds herself. Harry says, I'm going for it. I'm surprised that Kel, well, you know, Kel's method. He doesn't chase because they'll run away. Alpha lion. He lets them come to him. Anyway, Harry said, I don't got time for that. I gotta leave my mark. He's running to her. I'll run to you. That's what he's doing, running to her. Harry is tall and towering over Francesca. I love it. And Kells is just sipping from his milk cup. Like, really, bro? Really? Chloe is pissed that he ran up there and hit her and kissed Francesca. Chloe, this is not your season, girl. They already think you're annoying and ditzy. Ugh. The man guessed wrong that you kissed him and he thought it was Francesca. This is not a good day for you, girl. Francesca guessed correctly that it was Harry. And she said the kiss was magical and all they want to do is take their clothes off. Wow, that kiss, she knew that kiss. Wow. It's 45 minutes until the sex ban is ignited, and I don't know what's happening now, but they're all getting all glit steps, so it must be another party. Okay, let's see what happens. So while the girls are getting ready, Francesca cannot get over that kiss. She goes straight for Harry, jumps on his bed, and starts kissing him. Wow, the confidence of it all. Ooh, I could learn a lot from her. I probably won't go to, I ain't gonna do that, you know. But I'm just not that girl. But I could learn a lot from her. Okay, so they're getting ready. And then finally, the air freshener wakes up. And it freaks the girls out. And oh, let me just say, Rhonda, you look gorgeous. Gorgeous. I love Rhonda. So Harry and, I don't know her name, so I'm going to call her Melissa. They're making out, and then that little air freshener comes on, and like, oh, what's that? This is hysterical. This is so funny. So Lana is throwing shade. She's like, hello, I hope you like your place. I must say, y'all are all artificially pleasing. Like, y'all look good to the artificial eye. Ah, funny. So they just want to continue to make out, and then Lana is like, hurry up, lovebird, make it to the middle. I don't have all night. Oh, this little cone is throwing shade, okay? So they're sitting together, and Lana wakes up, and she says, hi. Kells start cracking jokes. Hey, Siri. Kells, wow. Kells immediately thinks, Lana sounds trying to hot. It's a robot, dude. They're into a robot. Interesting. The men are literally hitting on a computer right now. Really? Really? Shadon and Kells are hysterical. Shadon said, this is a part of the scary movie where the black people start running. Oh my God, they're hysterical. I love it. Man, this shows how much they're douche. David hears what Lana's saying and breaks it down for their brain to understand. You're not going to be sleeping with these women because you guys do not have genuine relationships with people. And he says, so you're going to be platonic friends with these women. And all the men start laughing. Like, that shows how douchey they are. They're douches. They're attractive, but they're dumb. They're the ones that break your heart. So then they start rejoicing because Lana said, if you're able to do this, you will be in the running to win $100,000. Now stuff gets real. Haley immediately says, $100,000, I'm going to make sure I get my nose job. I'm going to make sure I pay off my credit card. No more debt for me. Nose job? Debt paid off? You go. You've been listening to Dave Ramsey. They said, what are you going to do with $100,000? And Shannon says, to the strip club. Oh, my God. He's such an American male. Ha! my God. To the strip club. Why, sir? Why? I'm enjoying this. Then Lana drops a bomb that they're going to have to abstain from sexual practices the entire stay. The bomb dropped, and Jesus/Matthew immediately says, I don't know a single man that abstained from sexual practices for at least a month. It's not humanly possible. This is truly sad. I know men who have. I know men. Lana said no kissing, no petting, no sexual activity of any kind. This includes self-handling. What? How's she gonna know if you do that? Lana, you're the eye in the sky. Lana. When cows found out they couldn't masturbate, he did that gasp. I'm done. I bet you homegirl feels like she's back in nun school. So if you do any activity, the money, $100,000, money will be deducted from the $100,000. So do you want that whole $100,000 or just like $2,000? Oh, this is good. This is good. Man, this has been a great episode. I've enjoyed watching this. I swear, this is so good. Anyway, woo! What a show. What a show. I'm loving it. This is good. This has been a great almost hour. I hope you enjoyed the show with me, and I hope you watch it, because honey, I loved this. Anyway, thank you so much for spending this time. If you lasted this long, you're a true lover of the podcast. If you lasted this long, hit me up in my DM so I know, because you're a survivor. And I really enjoyed talking with you guys. And talk back. Send in a message. DM. I would love to hear you guys. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Keta's Bedhead. I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you did, I got great news for you. I created a new IG account at Keta's Bedhead Pod. That's QUETTASBEDHEADPOD. I know that's a mouthful. Anyway, head over there so you can leave your comments, ideas, opinions on what I said. And if you want to get real personal, DM me and I will reply. Also, if you're looking for a platform to advertise, I'm your girl. Head over there and check out my prices, and then we can talk and create, and you can get new ways of exposure. Because, you know, help you, help me, help a friend. All right. Thank you so much.